Adding more revenue to your business is simple. Offer more value. With CloudPano.com, you can create 360 virtual tours and present them to your clients quickly and efficiently. It only takes 5 minutes to create a VR tour on CloudPano.com, and your clients will be thrilled. Plus, with the active community, you will constantly be supported by fellow digital media entrepreneurs just like you. Join the movement and try CloudPano.com today. Make sure to use the free demo and pre-sell your first virtual tour client. Then grab a Pro Plus membership. Get started for free at cloudpano.com.
This is Shooting Spaces with Rich Baum and Brian Berkowitz.
Hello and welcome to Shooting Spaces. This is Brian from New York.
And Rich Baum from Sacramento, California.
And thank you for tuning in for another episode. Excited to be here. What's going on, Rich?
The grind is getting fun because it changes up this time of year for me. And sometimes I've been extremely busy, but sometimes I'm not. And I'm looking forward to seeing how January is going to come. And February last year, I was super busy, January and February, and the year before not. So I'm looking forward to it. It's all good, though. I'm doing so many other things, too, besides just real estate photography there. And you got your little ones. Huh? What are you guys doing?
Yeah, no, I think we're hopefully going to take a trip this winter up to Vermont for a couple of days, do some skiing, some snowboarding, some snow tubing for the little ones.
Yeah.
It'll be fun.
Great.
This will hopefully be their first year on skis. So,
well, we ski, have a season pass. I ever got so lucky to live an hour from Lake Tahoe, and I have a season pass at Squaw Valley every year. I mean, that is about as good as it gets. And, it's, really, 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 really fun to go out and ski. My wife's a fantastic skier, and I'm not what I was, but I'm still doing okay. So if they come out to California, look me up, guys, and we'll go skiing.
Very nice. Yeah, I got to get out there. My brother just moved to Utah, Salt Lake City. Yeah. So hopefully I'm going to get out there this winter and hit this.
We got to go together. My son goes to college in Salt Lake City, and my pass is good at Snowbird.
So there we go. So when I go out to visit him in his new home, I'll let you know.
Perfect. Perfect. And the snow's nothing like Vermont, though. Vermont's got real snow.
It's funny because people say they ski on the West Coast, you know, there's nothing like the West Coast skiing, but who knows?
Oh, well, if you haven't been out, I was joking. Vermont, yeah, I'll give up East Coast skiing. So anyway, what we got? Let's get back.
Well, I got New York skiing here. So from New York skiing, Vermont is beautiful.
New York and Vermont. Oh, dude.
No, New York is skiing on ice. Well, they say if you can ski New York, you can ski anywhere because I know how to ski on ice.
I hope the skiers out there and podcast land are laughing. Anyway, so let's not digress. Let's
now go that we bored into, we bored everybody.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Absolutely.
All right, we have another Ask the Guys for everyone today. Let's. It's a long question, so bear with us for this minute and a half. I think he went full 90 seconds, so just bear with us and enjoy it. Here we go.
Hey guys, this is Marcelo Coors out of Miami, Florida. And I am just starting to get into the real estate and interior photography market. And my question is this. In the research I've been doing, I've noticed that a lot of the real estate photographers here in South Florida, and I imagine elsewhere, are offering additional services, video work, drone work, Matterport, things of that nature. And, it's intimidating enough to learn to get good enough at this, just shooting the interiors to feel comfortable calling myself a professional. And now if I start adding, even though I've shot video before and stuff, but you know, the type of video that they're looking for in real estate, I don't know if I feel comfortable trying to tackle all that. So am I putting myself at a disadvantage because I don't offer these things? How, useful is a photographer who just does photography and breaking in? Not a veteran who, you know, already has established clients and can get away with saying, yeah, I don't do video, I don't do aerial, et cetera, et cetera. So I'd be very interested in finding out your point of view on this. And I also want to say thank you so much for all of the time that you guys put into this and how generous you are with your time and with your knowledge. I've learned so much from the YouTube videos and this podcast and the recommendations like Tony Colangelo. I bought that course and it's just everything's been phenomenal. I really appreciate it, and thank you guys very much. I hope you can answer my question.
All right, Marcel.
Awesome.
That was a long one, but a very good one. And I have a lot of opinions on this. And it's funny because up until recently, Rich, you were more of, I only do photography, and I've been the guy who did photo, and I do drone, and I have a Matterport. But you recently added 360 photos to your list of services. So I'm guessing your opinion has changed on this in the not too recent past, or has it not? Or what's your thought process there?
Well, I just want to first say thank you for the question. And I think it's a
And the kind words.
Yeah. And all of you out there, by our webinars. That's we're loving getting that, but it's a great thing to learn from. Anyway, here's the deal, and I definitely have something to say on it. In for me, my last career was making moving pictures. And I said, when I got back into photography and I left the moving picture industry, I said, I'm not going to do moving pictures because I realize what it takes to do good video and what it takes to do it well enough to do it well and how long it takes and how much you've got to make. So I'm just going to start off those saying, I think you are, especially just getting into this, I think you are leaving money on the table and losing an opportunity if you don't offer everything you can offer. Now, that goes with the caveat in, you know, there's little differences in everything, so it's not a blanket statement. But for one thing is, don't give your clients anything more to hire somebody else. If you are not flying drones, and I know this personally, if you're not flying drones and you are having to sub it out, there's a real good chance that the agent is just not going to want to deal with a second party. They are going to find that it's easier to use that person, whatever. And I'm not the type to be paranoid about that, but I'm just saying, you know, if you can offer video too, but again, to do video well, you've got to know a certain amount, and it takes a certain amount of gear. And even though you can do it with iPhones now, and like Tacy Youngman, she's does great work. A few of my friends are doing great work with phones and a Movie gimbal. So it's not the way it used to be, but you've still got to learn how to do editing, or you can outsource it. But what I'm saying is I think I would, if you're just getting started, I would certainly spend time on learning to get really good at images, because that's really what the base is. And historically speaking, it's notorious that a person that specializes in drone photography does really bad interiors photography. So the good news is, interiors photography is harder to learn than I think. Maybe not harder to learn than video, but it's definitely harder to learn than doing drones. So drones is a no-brainer. The 107, the 107 certificate is super easy, and I'm still going for it, but it is super easy and not expensive. Drones are not expensive now, and that would be something that would be silly not to take up. And we're doing 360 photography, and here's my deal with the 360 photography. These are the virtual tours. I don't really have clients that wanted them. I did have one builder, though, that really wanted to have virtual 360s for his new homes. So I was going to look at Matterport and looking at all these different options. But for me, I just don't have enough business, and I don't want to make it to be a big thing. Like Matterport can take an hour to 2 hours to photograph a home. Then you've got to pay the lot for the camera. Then you've got to pay for the hosting and everything like that. Well, you and I both, you just got a Zeta, a Ricoh Theta Z1 camera for $1,000. And the quality is pretty good. It is not quite Matterport, but it is really good. And using the Z1 from Ricoh, the Theta Z1, it is super fast and super easy, and takes about 8 to 10, 15 minutes to shoot a whole house. So I would say I would certainly learn to do all the offerings, such as 360, if you can use the 360 camera. And also, you can just go out and get, you can learn how to do floor plans. You know, one of our sponsors, iGuide, does floor plans. So that's something that is a really great option. So I think personally, take do what you can do and do it well. So don't just add on all these things. But really, I think that it would be good if you're just starting out. I think learn all these technologies and keep up to date with this and try and find your clients what they want. This episode of Shooting Spaces is brought to you by HD Photo Hub. With modern marketing tools for your clients and a powerful back office to help you stay organized and efficient, HD Photo Hub is the secret weapon of successful real estate photographers everywhere. When you register with promo code Shooting Spaces, you'll get a free total marketing kit for your first property. Check them out at hdphotohub.com. HD Photo Hub, where great photos become powerful marketing. That's hdphotohub.com.
Yeah, I mean, I completely agree with you, Rich. You need to be able to offer more than that. But I think it's important that you really master your photography side of things before you start doing these other services. Because that your photography alone is what's going to bring more clients to you. The other services are just extra bonuses. Like Matterport, for instance. What I do and what you would do for the Matterport, Rich, or what anybody else that's a Matterport operator would do is no different. There's no skill to it. There's no technique to it. There's no creativity to it. It's you put it down and you push a button. So Matterport's not like, there's no learning curve as far as learning how to, better your skill or your technique or your work. So make sure you master your photography first. I think the photography is what's going to bring new clients to you. And once you feel comfortable where you're able to deliver a consistently good product, you're happy with the work you're delivering, and your clients like it, then you know the type of clients you're looking to go after, then you can introduce some other stuff. Matterport, for instance, has no learning curve. So it's not like, drone, which I agree with, drone you should definitely do. It's cheap and it's easy. But there is actually a little creativity to it. So you can produce a more fulfilling work. But you have to learn how to operate a drone and you have to learn how to compose from the air. So there is a learning curve where as opposed to Matterport, you literally pick it up, you watch a 20-minute tutorial on how to use it, and you're ready to go. So I think it's important. I mean, I think you have to stay competitive. And I think if other people or other service providers in your area, whether you want to call them competitors or colleagues, that's up to you, are offering multiple services, I think to stay competitive, agents want a one-stop shop. They don't want to have to call three different vendors to get the three or four different services they want. And they know if they can hire you, even if you're more expensive slightly than other people, it's easier for them to be able to just call one person rather than have to make multiple calls. I mean, my Matterport story, I think I've told this on the air many times, where one of my top agents who I do drone and photography for, said to me straight out, I saw the Matterport. I like it. I'm going to start doing it on all my shoots. So are you interested in buying one? If you want it, I'll give it to you. You're here anyway. Or if not, I'll find somebody else. But I want to give you that opportunity because you're here anyway. So right then and there, make a long story short, I ended up buying one. And that's the reason I bought one for this one client, because I charge by the square footage and the houses are all 5,000 plus. But the point she was making to me was, I'd rather just have you do everything. It's easier for me. I don't have to schedule two appointments. I don't have to go to the house twice. It's easier for me to just be able to come in with you, for 4 hours, whatever it is. And you'll do, that's what I did today. I did it for this one client. I did photography, I did drone, and I did Matterport. And I was there for 4 hours, got it all done and moved on. And it was easier for her than to have to schedule another appointment with another Matterport operator the week after or the next day. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think you should start offering these things. 360 is also very easy to get into, especially with the Z1. Again, with the Z1, it's similar to the Matterport. There's not really much skill involved. It's kind of knowing where to properly place the camera and pushing, the button on your app. But, these are very, very cost-effective solutions to be able to start offering a service very affordably. Like you were mentioning, the 360 tours with Cloud Pano, for instance, who, you and I both use to host the tours. For $1,000 from a Ricoh Z1, and I know that, I don't know if they still have it, but they had a lifetime deal for $600 for unlimited tours. I mean, you're talking about $1,600 for life and there's no other investment to be able to offer 360 tours. I mean, that's it. You're talking about $1,600. And even if you're charging $150, let's say, you make that back fairly quick if you're a busy working photographer, especially if it's very affordable to your clients. Like you said, Rich, it takes you 10 minutes in the house to go in and do it. So you're not talking about a significant financial or significant time investment, and you're able to start offering these services. But, you know, whether it is, video is probably, you know, the most intensive one as far as investment into time and learning. But you know, you can start with drone or Matterport or 360 photos pretty quickly and pretty inexpensively. And you make that money back really quickly. I mean, people always ask me on the street all the time, how much is your whole drone setup? And when I tell them and they say like, wow, I'm like, yeah, but I made that back in a month. You know, it's not, you're not talking about like a significant amount of money over here.
Compared to the old days, especially.
Correct. Exactly. Yeah. You know, and even video, I mean, most of us have equipment. So yeah, we might not have a gimbal or a slider or audio equipment if you want to start doing audio or incorporating audio somehow or another. But, you know, most of our cameras can shoot some type of video nowadays. So, you know, learning to do video, I know we got the course, Jordan and Nick from Drone Cowboys have the Art of Real Estate Cinematography, coming out or being released, I guess, around this time. But you know, if you want to learn video, you know, invest in a course like that. Even the several hundred dollars you're going to pay for a tutorial like that will make itself back in two shoots. It's, I mean, you know, learning, let's say you take a tutorial for $200 or $300 and you have to invest another $1,000 in gear, you know, you're going to make $1,300 back on doing video really, really quickly. You know, a couple houses in and you're ready made your investment back. So it's worth.
And it's just the education. It is super, super important to believe in yourself and put the money into whatever you got to do. Even just going to the PFRE conference, what a great investment it was. I learned so much that I had no idea I would learn going there. So really, really think that it's, get these tutorials, get the equipment, and it's also a write-off, you know? It's not only do you get it paid off, but it's a write-off, so.
Yeah, well, the good thing about paid tutorials, and I know you offer all your stuff for free, and kudos to you because your stuff is actually quality stuff, Rich, and, you know, we both know there's a lot of garbage out there, but typically when you're going out and you're spending money on a tutorial, typically it's a better quality, it's a better investment, it's better work than just some garbage you're going to find on YouTube that's out there by some random person who may or might not have ever even shot remotely. So you know that if, you know, not only if someone that we're vouching for, but anybody out there that's, you know, in the industry that you've heard of that's charging for tutorial, you know, all these guys that have these tutorials, whether it's Scott or Gary or Tony or Jordan and Nick now, these guys, they make some good quality tutorials and they're so inexpensive for what you're going to get and the education you're going to get out of it. You make that stuff back in a shoot, in a single shoot. Yeah. So yeah, invest in that. But yeah, back to the question, Marcel. I think once you master your photography craft, yeah, I think it's imperative for you to start offering other things to stay competitive, make it easier for your clients. And, you know, my theory was, if I'm already going on site, I want to maximize the value that I'm offering my client and the money that I'm making on that site. Meaning, I'd rather go to one house, offer four services, and come out of one house on a four-hour shoot with $800 or $900 than have to drive around to four or five houses that day to make the same amount of money. Yeah. It's as simple as that. So offering these additional services, you'll be able to maximize every shoot you go to and make as much as you can. And in turn, what that will do is it will allow you to then go in and maybe not take those cheaper jobs that are 2 hours out that you don't need to do because you're already maximizing the jobs that you're on.
Yeah, and just don't give an opportunity, don't give a client an opportunity to go to somewhere else. And really, this just brings more value to you and what your business brings. So absolutely.
Good. Well, that's exactly it. Like I said, with the Matterport with my client, she said, I'm going to use somebody if you wanted it to you. If not, I'm going to go to somebody else. And she said that straight out to me, and I bought it. So Marcel, thank you. Marcel from Miami, Florida. We have two Miami, Florida Ask the Guys in a row.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe it's telling us something.
Yeah, the last one I think was Louis something from Miami, Florida about lights on and off. So
I know a lot of photographers from Miami and Florida. They've got they're saturated, man. That's why another thing, you got to get better and you got to offer more because a lot of competition in Miami.
And yeah, well, really, one day I'm going to move down to South Florida like every other New Yorker.
And yeah.
hopefully by that time I'm either retired and not shooting anymore because it's not going to be easy to start a business out there the way it's saturated. So
my grandma and grandpa were in Florida, and I remember those summers going out there. Oh, how miserable the heat and the humidity. Oh my gosh. So anyway, listen, let's wrap it up there, Brian. You want to take us out?
Sure. We need some more Ask the Guys. So please, guys, send those questions in, as many questions as you can. We're going to get to, I mean, we're still doing some questions from before we took that little hiatus at the end of the summer. We have a couple more questions, but you know, just send them in. There's so much information out there that we want to provide to you. So anything that you're worrying about or wondering about, I should say, just shoot us over a question. You can use our little Ask the Guys widget on our website. You can record something on your phone and email to us. Doesn't really matter how you get it to us. Just get us a nice little recording. Make sure to put a little plug for your business in if you can. And we'll do our best to answer the question. So.
Good. Okay. Perfect. Well, as I always say, just go get better, offer more services, make more money, and spend more time with your family, and just go out there and shoot some spaces.
This episode is brought to you by iGUIDE. iGUIDE makes it easy for you to quickly capture laser-accurate room measurements and square footage calculations, immersive 3D tours, detailed floor plans, and offer a complete listing solution to real estate agents and brokers. With iGUIDE, you stand out from your competition. Get your first three standard iGUIDE tours free by adding shooting spaces in the referral section at purchase. Visit goiguide.com to learn more.
This has been Shooting Spaces. For more episodes, visit shootingspacespodcast.com and visit our education site at shootingspaces.net.